Welcome to episode 16 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I'm your regular host, Guns, and I'm joined by my regular co-host, Geordie. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Andrew?
I am excellent. It's been a good couple of weeks, just life-wise, if not... I had a bit of racing as well, so it's been pretty good. We'll talk about that in a minute. Because we've got two very special guests today, two of the fastest off-road 1/10 scale drivers in Australia, and they happen to be a father and son combination. And if you're in Australia, chances are you'd know who we're talking about, but it is Big Ray Monday and his son Lockie. Welcome, guys.
Hey guys, thanks for having us.
It's great to have you on. Yeah, it certainly is. Today we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. We'll do our normal thing where Geordie and I will, and Ray and Lockie talk about our recent racing we've done, if we've done any. I know the guys went to the New South Wales state titles, which would be great to hear Ray and Lockie's take on that. But then we'll talk briefly about the 1/8 scale off-road worlds going on in Spain at the moment this week. And then we've got the big one is 1/10 off-road nationals in Chargers in Brisbane in a few weeks' time. So we'll cover that as well. So... Geordie, we talked a bit offline. Your exams are coming soon, but you're going to squeeze in the nationals just before that. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are. So I've got practice exams the Monday after the nationals. So I'll be pretty close, but yeah, I'll be able to do nationals, which is good.
That's excellent. And Lockie, let's talk to you first. What year are you in at school, Lockie?
Year 10.
Ah, okay, cool. So you've done your exams for year 10 already this year?
Yeah, I've done my term 2 exams. I've only got like sacks and stuff this term, and then next term I'll have exams later on in the year. But yeah, nothing at the moment.
All right, and so you'll have a nice gap in between to go to the nationals, I suppose?
Yep, no, I'll be all good there.
Excellent, that's great.
Luckily,
thankfully. Otherwise it'd be a bit of a struggle.
And Ray, like me, hasn't been at school for a while. So Ray, how you been going, mate?
Yeah, going all right. Yeah, work's been crazy, crazy busy. And I got a bit sick coming back after New South Wales. So yeah, been a bit life's been busy keeping up. I'd much rather be at school doing exams.
Sure. Let's hear from Lockie. What was your take on the New South Wales state titles? How'd you enjoy it? And how were you happy how you went in the end?
Just awesome event. I was really happy with how the racing went, how the track went. Yeah, I was definitely very lucky to be able to even get any racing in with the weather. It was awesome to see the club doing such a great job with all that stuff. Personally had great results. Very happy with the performance. You know, cars, drivers, everyone else. Overall went really well.
And you guys, the AE guys, you running the 6.3, obviously, weren't you? It was 6.4, sorry, 6.4, yeah, weren't you, on the two-wheel drive? Yep. And how'd that go?
That went really well, yeah.
And have you noticed a difference with the 1mm thicker shocks? Has it made a big change to the car you found?
I think the main place I've actually felt it personally is at Keilor, where we have quite a few jumps landing into corners, and I've felt that it's made the car much more stable through those sections.
Awesome.
You can land and get on the power harder, and yeah, overall feels... very nice.
And I saw you too, you and Geordie. So I went to the Victorian State Titles at the start of the year. You guys were so neck and neck that day. You had a lot of good tussles as well as New South Wales, didn't you?
Yeah.
And
It was just like another club day, really.
Yeah.
Some more battles. Yeah.
You two seem to be drawn together wherever you go. So that's pretty cool. And Ray, you actually had a... Did you not do the four-wheel drive, Ray? You did two,
just,
or did you do
just
both?
Just two-wheel drive, yeah. Yeah, finding at the moment with...
that's right.
Between work and, yeah, trying to focus with Lockie as well, doing two classes is pretty hard. But, kind of just running two-wheel drive, get a feel for the track, help with the development of the car and enjoy that. And then, spend more time watching on the four-wheel and help with the kind of, race engineering the four-wheel drive. So that's a strategy I've taken at the moment, and I'll be doing the same for the Nationals.
But you went really well on the two, didn't you, Ray?
Oh, we had a good time in the finals. Like, the cars were really good. Yeah, practice was tough because it rained all day, as Geordie knows. So for us guys visiting, we it was probably 2 seconds a lap slower than what it was on the race day. But the racing went well. I just had a bit of a tough qualifying, just a couple of little issues, and then in the finals, Jared, Lockie, and I all tied for third. We each had a third and a fourth from memory. And it came down to count back, and yeah, Jared got it by about a second from Lockie. And then I was like 0.8 or something back from there. So yeah, it was good. Really, really good fun racing. Really fun. The track was awesome. And yeah, we had a great time in the finals. And yeah, I can't ask for more than that.
That's great. And Geordie, you're expecting you already about the New South Wales titles, but when you come up with the Victorian guys, you're from different manufacturers, like different racing teams. I guess you don't converse much about... Do you talk to Ray and Lockie and Andrew about the racing, or you might just keep it kind of cordial and just concentrate with your teams?
Yeah, a bit of both. Like, we always get along well at the track, you know, on track side, talking about the racing and some little setups and that, you know, what tyres we're using and that, and just some, like, general, you know, chit-chat about racing and that around the around the track. And but yeah, I mean, every team keeps their setups to themselves, but
yep,
there's always setups you're able to share, which is good.
And so, Lockie, you went to the Queensland state titles recently in Chargers.
Yep.
And how'd you find that with the layout and the surface? How'd you go?
It's definitely quite different to anything I've raced on in quite a while, especially the surface, you know, with how abrasive it was. Yeah. It was, yeah, really, really good fun. Great track to race on, but it's, yeah, definitely a very new experience.
And you were the same, Ray, with on the six surface?
I actually didn't race that one. I just watched, yeah. I was coming off a pretty hectic time at work, and mentally I wasn't up for it. So, I just watched that, and yeah, it was awesome. And you mentioned before about, you know, the Victorians, like in full drive, you know, Geordie and Lockie ended up second and third. And I mean, as much as we're on different teams, it's great to see, you know, someone like Geordie, who we've known for so long, doing so well. So yeah, I think while we keep the technical side, we tend to keep separate. The you know, the high fives after a good run, yeah, that I think we keep it definitely like that. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty special to have two kilo members on the podium there. It's pretty special.
For sure. And I guess, like, and when you go to the Nationals, when it's a different track for both, you know, you come from Victoria again, but you've also got New South Wales guys, there's a bit of people trying to get Chris Sturdy, I guess, trying to beat him in his home track. So that's going to be interesting to see. Geordie, how are you thinking you're going to go with, you've had a race on there, how do you think you'll go the second time around?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling more confident now that we kind of have essentially a base setup going into the event. And yeah, with the 2 days of practice, it allows a lot more time for testing and getting used to it's not really a new track, but a couple little track changes, which look a bit interesting. But yeah, I think we should have enough time to get back into the flow of things.
Yeah, because they changed the layout, didn't they? But it's not major, is it? Is it minor?
Yeah, I think they've just moved the pipes around, and there's a new whoops section, like, say, a little double-double. Okay. And the front double, they've made the up ramp a lot more steeper and bigger, which looks a bit interesting.
Awesome. And Ray, this is going to be yours. You are racing two-wheel drive at the Nationals, you said, so this will be your first race on the track?
Yeah, that's correct. I'll be
looking forward to that.
We're going to go to the warm-up next weekend to get a bit of extra laps on the track. But yeah, that'll be my first time.
Yeah, I saw Stoney was writing about that. He's going up there as well for the warm up. So is it at Chargers the week before or something? Is it?
It's two weeks before the event. They've just changed the layout.
Ah.
And yeah. It gives us the surface has been retreated. So apparently it takes a few days to come in. So I'm not expecting the traction level to be representative, but the layout. It's always good to get a bit of run on the layout.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear how you guys go. And I guess you've got the usual suspects. I mean, Chris is going to be hard to beat again, I guess. But having a warm-up race beforehand, that's surely going to help, I think. Would be really good. So it's going to be cool.
Meanwhile, yeah, getting used to the layout would definitely help.
Yeah, for sure. So before we talk about that a bit more, I want to just digress because I'm excited about the 1/8 Worlds in Spain.
Who isn't?
So it's kicked off today, the first practice. I think it's a practice day today, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Yep.
So, and I think Kyle McBride has gone over there. So it looked like he was pretty cool with his S-Works. He seems pretty charged up. He's been training, practicing a lot. How do you think he'll go? So Lockie, what are your thoughts on who's going to win the 1/8 Worlds? Do you have someone?
Oh, I'll be honest, I'm I haven't been following that stuff all that much recently. I've been pretty busy with school the past couple of weeks. But, I mean, it all looks pretty close between them, so.
I mean, Spencer Rifkin, he's the best AE guy, I think, if 1/8 as well, is he? I think, Ray, would you know?
Oh, David Ongaro, he's the reigning world champion. Spencer's the fastest of the Americans, but, David Ongaro, the Italian, he's the reigning world champ, and, he runs for Associated, so he's really the guy that we'll be pinning our hopes on.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually. How did I forget that? Yeah, he's so good. What are you, Jordy?
There's another Spain fast guy. I forgot his name. I think he's S-Works.
Canas?
Yeah, I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, he's very fast.
And surely you'd think, what's his name? The TLR guy from the States.
Dakota Fenn.
Yeah, he's on a tear, so he'd be...
Yeah, he has been. Well, he dominated at the Raw Nationals, the Dirt Nationals.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool to see. All right. So, Ray, you've been to, I think, Lockie. I mean, all three of you have been to a Worlds in 1/10. Ray, have you ever raced a 1/8 Worlds?
No. No, we've only done, I raced the Yatabe Worlds in 2015. We did Lockie and I both did the China Worlds in 2017. And then Lockie, Geordie and I all did the European Worlds at Hooty Arena in 2019.
That's right. You did really well, I remember, in the China Worlds, didn't you? That's right. That was your big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got 25th in the end in two wheel, which I think is going to be my career highlight. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching that. It was amazing. Yeah.
That was a C-Main, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, fifth. It was actually myself and Payne were in the C-Main. Chris Sturdy just missed the A-Main. He was in the B, and Kyle made the A. So that was one of the best results we've had for Aussies in 1/10.
Cool. And I guess, are you planning to do 1/10 Worlds, Lockie and Ray? Have you got that on your radar coming up in the next year or the year after? Or?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's been a while and you've gotten older and faster. I was saying the same thing to Geordie. It'd be great to see you guys go there again.
Now, last time at Slovakia, it was all us Kilo guys in the same race. That was pretty fun.
I remember watching that. It's amazing.
There's five of us. Yeah.
So close together. So it'd be good to see you guys try that again. When's the next Worlds? Is it in the States? Is it next year, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. They haven't released much info on it, but yeah.
Yeah, there's rumours at the moment. I've heard either Hobby Action in Phoenix, but the strongest one seems to be the, what's it called? The carpet track that's in Florida. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But that's there's rumours that it's those two that have put their hand up.
All right, we're just going to have a very quick break and we'll be back in a minute, so stay with us. A shame, think something new under sun. Welcome back to Geordie and Guns, episode 16. Just Geordie and I are talking to Ray and Lockie Monday. We're just going to talk about just recent racing. I saw, Ray, you posted you and Lockie went to a practice day and you've raced at Knox down in Victoria. So tell us a bit about the Knox track and the club itself.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, our home club is Keilor, same as Geordie, but that's undergoing some pretty big renovations right now for some new infrastructure there. So, yeah, Knox is on the southeastern side of Melbourne, about an hour from where we live. It's a really cool track. It's a clay outdoor track. To keep the clay in good condition, they keep carpets over the track through the week and then they get taken off on race day. So it's a really nice surface. The layout's a lot of fun. It's next to some houses though, so it's kind of a bit hard to have as many events there, but really good fun track. So we went back out there, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago. We did a club day there. Been the first time there for a few years. And then, there was a practice day they had open last week, so we went out there. Good to get some running in on that kind of surface. It tends to start off as like a pin tire track, and then groove up to be a super soft ellipse type track. So, it's been really good to get back out there and have fun on that track.
Seen that's a really good tracks in Victoria. Like you've got even the Wodonga one, which is on the border of Victoria, New South Wales. But even a couple of 1/8 tracks, it's good to see you've got a fair bit of variety down there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really lucky. I mean, I love the regional tracks, especially. I think Mildura is my favourite place to race. We had Mallee there a few months ago, and that's I've just always loved racing there. But yeah, we're very lucky. We've got four really cool tracks for the 1/10, and in 1/8, Sunshine's been hit pretty hard with the weather recently, so they haven't been able to run much. But EMCC, which is near Knox on the eastern side, they've recently oiled their track, and they've now been able to run a lot more, and that seems to be kind of rejuvenating that club and allowing them to grow a lot.
Awesome. And Geordie, you haven't been racing. Have you been practicing on your home track, which is pretty much as good as any track I've seen?
Yeah, it's been pretty good out there. I was out there today, actually, but it's been a bit wet the last couple of days. But I mean, it was wet this morning, but it dried out in the afternoon, so I was able to get some laps in. Awesome. But yeah, just trying to put in as many laps as I can before the Nationals.
I raced a couple of weeks ago at Hills. We're still having washouts, so last week Rye was washed out and this week Hills was washed out. But I'm racing Mod now, so I had a race meet with a bunch of people there that were regular Rod Mod guys. Like there was Ari and Pete Seckold and Peter Cooper and Ben Cribben. And I actually came third in one of the races and come fourth overall, so I was actually quite...
That's pretty good.
Like, yeah, the one race, Azari, Ben, then me. And I was like, okay, that was, yeah. And it wasn't even a fluke. I kind of had a bit of pace. This is in four-wheel drive. So, I'm really, really enjoying it, the Switch. So hopefully if I have a good, this year and a bit of next year, I'll race the big races in Mod as well. So that'd be good. But it's been fun.
Yeah. Are you finding you're more consistent now?
Yeah, I'm just finding... I don't know. It's not as if I go... I mean, I'm going faster than I normally do, but it's not as if... I'm not just smashing my times, but having that extra power just seems to suit me a little bit. So I feel like I'm driving really well.
Yeah, true.
My driving's definitely improved. I don't know. I'm just loving it. And I'm not going crazy with motors. I've got a 7.5 for my four-wheel drive and a 10.5 for my two-wheel drive, so I'm not... And I'm largely running blinky mode most of the time, so it's actually quite cool. I'm really enjoying it.
That's
my way into it. But we wanted to talk about the US 1/10 scale nationals, and we had your boy Spencer Rifkin take out the four-wheel drive. Must be nice, Ray, to have AE doing well in the four-wheel drive again.
Yeah, the team's been working really hard on it, and you know it is a pretty global team. You know, they ask for opinion from everyone around the world, and especially with the new shocks being released, there's some new diff parts. They've taken a lot of the advice and or a lot of the feedback of the racers around the world. So watching, Spencer wasn't the ultimate fastest car on the track. Clearly, Dakota Fend has just been on a tear in America. Mm. He's so quick. But in four-wheel drive, Dakota was a little bit quicker than Spencer single lap, but Spencer was super consistent, and he qualified second and then put it together in the first two mains to win that. So that was really cool. We were watching that live and cheering him on. That was really cool. Spencer's such a nice guy. Truly one of the nicest people that I've ever met. And, it's awesome to see him do well. He puts a lot of effort in. He's a very, very hard worker and a really, really genuine guy. And that was great.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I was going to say, the two-wheel drive race was when there was a dead heat between Mayfield and...
Yeah.
Dakota, right?
Yeah, on the second final, I think it was. Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah.
That was pretty cool,
and it caused internet meltdown on whose fault it was. But it just looked insane how good it was that close.
I think that overshadowed. Did you see the last lap of the third final? Because that was where coming onto the straight, the last corner of the last lap, I should say, Cavalieri, he's obviously really got some pace again, and the TLR two-wheel, he and Dakota were the quickest there, and they were a win apiece, and then coming onto the last corner of the last lap, Cav actually jumped, he got in front of Fend in the last corner, but just kind of upset his line, so then Fend got him down the straight, but oh wow, unbelievable,
it was unreal.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
that was awesome. Right. That was a really tough looking track. Yeah.
Okay, so all right, I just wanted to take an opportunity to wish you all the best of luck. So how many weeks we've got? It's in three weekends, is it, I think? The Nationals?
Yeah, 3 weekends from
okay.
now.
Yeah. I wish you all the best, all three of you. Hope it's great. Like it'd be good to see someone really take it to Chris, and you know, I'm sure he'd appreciate to have a good competition in the Nationals as well. So yeah, it's gonna be awesome to see how you guys go. And yeah, we'll have a chat hopefully when you get back. Geordie, because you're co-host, I do wish you, you know, a bit extra.
All good. Yeah, thank you. You're not going, aren't
you?
No,
I'm not. Like, it for someone at my level, it's a bit of a trek, right? I'm not going to make A mains, and you know, I'll have one final and stuff like that. So I know it's an experience, but I'm actually travelling down to Canberra for the 1/8 state titles there, ACT.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
So I'm going with my mate Simon. We're going together. Yeah, just, you know, it'd be fun just to sort of go down there and do some 1/8 stuff, and it's not getting on a plane or anything, so it should be fun. So, same weekend, so I'll be
doing learning
that.
A bit more.
Yeah, it'd be good. And, yeah, in the meantime, hopefully I'll get some more mod racing in. And Ray and Lockie, you guys, would you guys a chance of coming up for the XRS or anything at Hills this year, or are you travelling done for the year after Nationals?
We'll see a little bit. I mean, Sydney is just drivable, as we did for the New South title. So yeah, it's a bit of a mission, but we can do it. We're trying to do as much. I think after the last couple of years of not being able to race interstate, we're trying to take advantage of getting and, you know, running the highest competition level that we can. So if there's an opportunity and it works around Lockie's study, then we'll make it happen.
Awesome. All right. All right.
Yep. I also saw the South Australian state titles, 1/10, are in February next year.
Ah.
Yeah.
How far is that for you guys? That's drivable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's around 8-9 hours, okay. I think, from Melbourne. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to come to the Wodonga race. What's it called? The Wodonga?
Oh, yeah. The Dirt GP.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, we've got the Victorian series there. Yeah.
Oh no, you have what's the one you have at the start of the year? What you had it this year? It's Wodonga Classic or something, or the
Summer Slam.
Yeah,
that's a really good event.
Pretty keen for that.
There is a race there in November for the Victorian series. I think it's mid November-ish.
Right. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks a lot, guys, for taking the time to come on. As I said, wish you all luck. It's going to be awesome to see so many fast guys, and I think the fact that all the fast guys have had at least one race meet, maybe two on there beforehand, should make it a bit closer. So let's see how we go.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Okay. We'll chat to you guys when you come back. Thanks, Geordie, and mate, all the best, and we'll speak again soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us. See you guys.